This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here around the Umpqua Valley, covering some things that are going on today. And for the holiday season, a lot of special events happen. One of those involves Greater Douglas United Way. It is called Pancakes, Pins, and Pajamas. Mariah Smith, one of the people putting that together, and she's on the phone with us now. Mariah, thanks for being on today.
Thanks for having me, Kylie.
So talk about this event. It's the second Tuesday night, December 2nd, 10 Down Bowling. Tell us more about what's going to be going on.
Well, it is on Giving Tuesday, which we thought was so fitting. At 5:30, we start with bowling and a pancake dinner, hot cocoa, and photos with Santa. And the Grinch actually shows up and does some fun bowling with everyone who is there.
Wow. What age range is this designed for?
This is designed for absolutely everyone. We have a lot of little kiddos that come with their families, on up to grandparents who bring their grandchildren. It's a really great time, and it gets everybody in the holiday spirit early.
Now, how many years has this been going on?
This has been going on. This is, I believe, our sixth year. There was a little delay there through the pandemic, but we brought it back.
All right. And of course, you're having a lot of fun doing something for the community, but also at the same time, working on helping out United Way. Tell us more about that.
It has a, each of the tickets is 100% donation to the United Way and its agencies. At 10 Down, we're very fond of Douglas Cares, which is one of United Way's agencies. And we thought what better way to start off the holiday season than by showing families and kids what it's like to give back to the community and support these agencies that really do a good job in our community.
And over the course of the event, you've got, I mean, a lot of fun things. You've got a lot of sponsors involved helping you out as well.
Amazing sponsors. We have Current Orthodontics, who's been with us every year. We have Peak Credit Union, of course, Brook Communications in the News Review, Roseburg Honda, North River Pediatrics. Everybody should come out and see them. A lot of those sponsors show up. They bring their staff's family. It's a great time. These companies really show up for this event and help us make it happen.
And 10 Down, you've got a lot of things there that really help make the atmosphere work really well, it sounds like.
We do. We deck the place out every year for the holidays, and we get that started right after Thanksgiving. And so we'll have the Christmas tree up and music going, and then Santa comes through, and the Grinch shows up. And the Grinch really hangs out a lot with the participants at Pancakes, Pins, and Pajamas. He's a lot of fun. He bowls with the kids, and he actually goes into where the photos are being taken with Santa, and he's been known to taunt Santa a little bit, too.
Wow, so a little back and forth between the Grinch and Santa. That could be a little interesting. I'm not sure, I know who's ultimately going to win that one, but a little fun entertainment.
Well, they have actually had a bowl-off before as well, so you never know what you're going to get at the Pancakes, Pins, and Pajamas event.
So if people want to attend, how much are tickets?
Tickets are $18 per person for ages 4 and up. And they can get those by visiting our website at www.10downbowling.com. There is a link to the United Way website on there. You can also go to the United Way website and find their events, and you can get your spots that way.
Wow. So a fun time. Do you really need probably for people to sign up in advance, or can people just show up that night?
Well, there are limited spots, so I wouldn't chance it. I would get those tickets right away. Sometimes there is availability day of, and so people can just reach out to either the United Way office or to us at 10 Down. Tuesdays are a day that we're normally closed, but we do open for this special event. So, again, another reason to get these taken care of ahead of time.
All right, a good idea there. And what did you say, 6 years this has been going on, right?
It might be more, but I believe, I can think back six events that we've done, there might be more in there.
Well, also, let's talk about the, you've got Blacklight Bowling going on, right?
The whole building is transitioned to our Blacklight Bowling. People are used to seeing our Blacklight Bowling on the 10-lane side only. And during this event, we turn out the lights everywhere, and we have the special effects lights going all over. The music is Christmas music, and it's loud and it's fun. And also, this pancake breakfast for dinner, what better way to start off the holiday season than in your Christmas PJs and indulge in delicious pancake dinner?
And talk about photography.
Photography, we have Kelly Trinkle with Captivating Photography with our special St. Nick, Santa Steve, who is very well known in the area. And they take some fabulous photos, and you get them right away. And so it's a really great way to get your Christmas cards taken care of.
Oh, yeah. People really like to do those cool pictures for the Christmas cards. Well, for people who send Christmas cards, although I guess a lot of that now is kind of people do that and just essentially email them, right? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but I also think a lot of people just post stuff on socials. So you can also do that with all the fun videos that you capture at this event and the pictures from Captivating Photography.
All right. Anything else that people need to know about pancakes, pins, and pajamas?
Well, what they need to know is to get your tickets now. Watch out for those Christmas pajamas at the store so that you guys can get that together. Also, if that's not your thing, you don't have to wear your Christmas pajamas, but it does make it a little extra fun and unique.
All right, pancakes, pins, and pajamas coming up for a benefit for Greater Douglas United Way on December 2nd, 5:30 to 7:30 at 10 Down Bowling in Roseburg. Tickets $18 for that. And again, Mariah, how do people get signed up early to be part of this?
They just go to our website at 10downbowling.com, and they will see a banner for that right on our homepage. They can also find it on our socials. The Facebook pages for both 10 Down Bowling and for the Greater Douglas United Way.
All right, Mariah Smith, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, 12:45. Next, we'll talk to Troy Pennington with Umpqua Actors Community Theater, part two on the way from News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:47, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Two-part program today as we let you know about some things happening in the community. We're going to look at the world of theater now with Umpqua Actors Community Theater, their production of Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas. Troy Pennington, who apparently has no free time, is on with us because he's also the theater director at the high school. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Troy, you're... You're staying very busy, and you're directing this upcoming production at UACT. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. I've been running the high school show Macbeth at the same time that I've been doing Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas over at UACT.
My gosh. Do you sleep?
At some point.
Wow. So let's talk about Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas right now. It opens on December 4th, goes through the 21st, Thursdays through Saturdays at 7, Sunday matinees at 2. Tell us more about the production. What's going on?
Yeah, so the basically it's a kind of slice of life. If you have a crazy family who gets together around the holidays, you will be able to easily identify with all of the shenanigans that are happening. So in this particular case, there is a couple, Grant and Molly, and their three kids who are hosting Christmas for the very first time, and it is Christmas Eve. And in the process of trying to get everything set up, things go wrong, uninvited guests show up, animals end up on the loose that should not be, and things just kind of get a little nuts. So without giving away anything too much that would spoil things, hilarity ensues, and it is a very fast-paced little comedy.
How many people are in the cast?
I believe it is a cast of 24.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think it's like 11 speaking characters, and then we have a chorus of like 14 kiddos.
Wow. Let's see. What's the age range of the actors in this?
Oh, boy. I think it's between like 7 and 60-something.
Boy, that's a big group to work with. Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas, as far as an actual theater production, how long has that been out there?
I believe that it was written in like the late 90s and was originally like a community theater show, I think somewhere out in the Midwest. And it had been presented to UACT as a possible Christmas show, read through it, and everybody thought it was hysterical.
Wow. And I know a lot of work goes into picking out what they do. Let's see here. With Christmas, when I read this originally, it sounds like some family things I think all of us have probably been out that just went sideways.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The in-laws who, drive you nuts, the kids who are too excited about opening presents, the uncle or aunt who possibly imbibes a little too much, kind of all your traditional figures.
Wow. So let's see, what would you say in terms of encouraging people to come out and check this out? And I guess the other thing is, it hasn't opened yet, and I heard that, Sunday's mostly sold out already, is that right?
Yeah, I believe all three of our Sunday matinees have sold out, and some of the other shows are almost completely at capacity. So if you are planning on going to go see this, which I highly recommend, I would hop on UACT's website ASAP to be able to get those tickets purchased. But as far as the show goes, it's hilarious. It's great for all ages and audiences, and I think you'll walk away smiling.
And let's see here. Again, tickets for that, $17 for adults, $12 for children, and they are underway now. At the same time, let's talk about what you're doing at the high school, because first of all, I'm not sure how you run two productions at once. Have you ever done that before?
In a different capacity, yes, but not one on top of the other. So it's just been a lot of pre-planning. For the high school, I pretty much had this one set to go since, August? Maybe, before the school year even started. And then this show, what I use to kind of preset things is a chessboard with all the characters' names on it. So I do a lot of diagrams and things like that before we get started, especially for a farce, because you need to know where, especially with a cast of, 24, where everybody's going to be standing at any given point.
And how has it been going so far?
So far, so good. I mean, I think we had the show kind of ready so fast, and I think everybody is pretty much ready for an audience at this point. And then for the high school, we've been in rehearsal since September, and we're going into our final weekend of performances. And the kids have taken to Shakespeare really well. They've been having a blast. We've been having great feedback from members of the community who have taken their time to email me and say they were blown away by it. So we've been having a great time.
And let's see here. How many are in the cast of this one for the high school?
For the high school, I think cast and crew altogether were probably at about 40 students.
So you're really giving a lot of kids a great opportunity there, both to be on stage and all the technical stuff.
Yeah, and that's the goal, is to be able to try to create as many opportunities as possible for everybody to be able to come play.
And so, let's see, if people want to get tickets for that one, how do they do it?
For Macbeth, tickets are just available at the door on the performances. And the last three are this weekend, so tonight, the 21st, tomorrow, November 22nd, both at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. And then our final performance is this Sunday, November 23rd at 2 p.m.
So if people want to go, they need to hustle and do that. So you get done with, well, so you're really, you're preparing for one while you're executing another. So they're not quite on top of each other, but just about.
Yeah. I think the overlap was pretty much all of October. And then these last few weeks in November have been all together. So I will finish with the kids and then essentially run over to UACT and hopefully eat something in between.
So has that meant a lot of afternoon practices at the high school and then evening practices at UACT? Or how'd you make that work?
Yeah, so at the high school, we'll go until about like 2:40. We'll start rehearsal at 3, end at about 5:36, and then I'm over at UACT by about like 6 to 8.
Man, that is quite the schedule.
It is. It really is. But if I didn't love it, it would be awful. But I, this is what I very much enjoy doing, so I'm having a blast.
Any of the high school kids also involved in the UAC production?
I've got a couple of kiddos in my tech theater class who are also involved with the behind the scenes of the Christmas Carol show. But for the most part, I think most of the kids that are involved with Macbeth, after it is done, they're going to take a nice long break.
Yeah, definitely, probably well-deserved by that point. You've got to love the world of theater and being able to show your students, but also help other actors in the community, not just continue to work on their craft and provide a good entertainment vehicle for folks, but also see the potential to take it even farther.
Yeah, and what we're trying to do a lot with the program this year over at the high school, too, is give the kids more opportunity to get out around the state. Because we also have a thespian troupe that is like a competitive theater troupe that goes and competes against other high school students and gets adjudicated in the process to be able to kind of build and work on their craft. And in the process, they get to see how other high schools also run their programs. And another really fun thing is that the Holt Center has started a musical theater high school awards that we were that we had applied for and we were selected to participate in. So we are one of, I believe it's 17 schools around the state who are going to be involved in like an awards ceremony as like best in musical theater in high school around the state.
Wow, a lot going on. Troy Pennington, the man with no free time.
Indeed.
So if people want to see Macbeth tonight, again, what time is it what time is it playing and what do they need to know?
Yeah, tonight at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:30. Tickets cash are 5 for students and those 13 and under. Adults are 10. If it's on card, it's a dollar more for each because we have to pay our transaction fees. Other than that, just come be prepared to be blown away by some amazing high school students.
All right, Troy Pennington, Roseburg High School Theater, and at the same time, Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Troy, thanks for being on.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.